The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Are you of the belief that Tom Brenneman should be fired or canceled for that?
No, forget the canceled stuff. You know how I feel about that whole crap thing. No, he should be suspended, though. He has to get sensitivity training.
Mm-hmm.
If I were the boss, this is what I would do. If I thought he was worth keeping. Now, if he's somebody I've been wanting to get rid of anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
And fair or not, from a business perspective, there are guys you want to get rid of. And if somebody does something like that to, you know, give you that opportunity, you take it.
Who do you think is in more trouble right now, the Clippers or the Lakers?
Clippers.
Okay, so you're not worried about the one game for the Lakers?
No.
I think I'm with you because I think the Clippers are having some real problems because I think the Clippers are one of the best defensive teams in the playoffs in the NBA. I think they're having a really hard time matching up with Luka, though. And when Porzingis has been on the floor in this series, they've outplayed the Clippers pretty handily.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Or there's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. Know the number for that. You can get on the Twitch channel and watch us there and comment along the way and also listen during the breaks.
It's almost Friday.
It is almost Friday. We got an hour left, and then it's happy hour tomorrow, so yeah.
That is sex to me.
And a lot of sex talk on the Twitch on the break.
We are happy hour will be a little different tomorrow because Josh Ennis won't be here. He'll be in Destin, Florida, presumably having a happy hour there. But I would imagine that Jerry Bow and Nick Sharara, who will be filling in tomorrow for Josh, I'm sure that they'll participate in happy hour. I think Tyler, I'm not sure if Tyler will be here or not.
Yeah, Tyler, if he's here,
Tyler normally doesn't work on Thursdays, but he worked today because he had intern stuff to deal with. So,
he had about 11 of them in there. Well,
and I think
three.
He has to be here early in the morning.
Bench. Yeah, he has to run the morning show, so he may be gone by then. But he also may say, you know what, I can't miss happy hour. It's the best.
Well, I have to say, and no offense,
a lot of people like happy hour.
No offense to Aaron or anybody else, but Tyler is kind of Mr. Happy Hour. He's shotgunned that absolute garbage. He's done that twice now.
Yeah.
He's taken all the shots. He's kind of, he's sort of the poster child.
He's a trooper.
So, yeah.
Aaron's like, oh, I'm not drinking some other dude's pee.
Well, I'm not. I mean,
come on. You guys are being babies. Tyler would do it. Tyler would shotgun.
No,
that
you know
pee.
What? I think Tyler would draw the line at that.
I don't.
I'm not drinking whiskey from pee. That just...
Should I ask him?
Well, ask him, yeah.
I'd be curious.
Because Tyler's a sport, man. He'll do anything. Yeah, that's a hard no, right? Yep.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, he's probably listening then.
You know who will drink the pee? Juggalo Trey.
Yeah, let's not do that to him.
What do you mean do it to him? You mean get him drunk for free?
No. That we're not doing that to Juggalo
Trey.
Come
fine.
On, man. If we do that, it's got to be somebody we don't like.
Okay.
And not tell him.
Okay.
But that's pretty dirty, though. I couldn't even do that.
Pretty sure that part's illegal.
Well, we're telling him it's whiskey.
We don't have to tell them if someone offers you whiskey, do they say, oh, well, this is rye whiskey or this is corn whiskey? No, they just say it's whiskey. You don't have to give a disclaimer as to what kind of whiskey it is.
I think when it's made from human fluids.
Nope. As long as it's sold if it's sold in stores, you don't have to tell people that.
I'm going to have Lawyer Dave clarify that.
Yeah, I couldn't. Somebody, Patton 409 says that's Bear Grylls' favorite whiskey. What?
That's
is that
not
true?
Surprising.
I mean,
I think that may be just like a because Bear Grylls has ingested his own urine.
Oh, okay. So that was that.
I think he's being tongue-in-cheek right there.
Ah.
He's being a cheeky little boy. Cheeky little thing, aren't you?
Josh James has left hip discomfort.
Ooh. Well, that's weird because he was grabbing his lower leg.
He was Cynthia Coopering it. It probably wasn't that bad.
You think he was faking?
You go for effect.
I mean, don't you fake it if you don't get the out? Once you get the out, don't you kind of just, all right, I got nothing to be ashamed of here.
I'm done. My work is done here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think I could in good conscience tell somebody to take that shot without telling them what was in it. And if they still wanted to do it, okay. Let me see, who do I hate enough that I could do that to? Well, you already know about it. Mm-hmm. I don't really dislike Braddock and Creighton.
Your ex-wife? Hey, honey, let's have a drink and patch things up. What about your current wife?
I would not do that to her.
She'll drink anything.
No, she's... She will not.
Okay.
She will not. Although
next headline, local man dead, Canadian wife on the run.
Dude, she's rich enough. She'd just have me whacked and it would look like an accident. So there'd be no on the run. She'd be like, oh, Canadian wife.
She ain't running. This is her house.
Pretends to be sad. Yeah. He was a good lad. We had some good times.
He was a cheeky little thing.
He'll be missed. Not really. 713-780-ESPN. Hey,
you can do whatever you like.
Ancient astronaut theorist updates?
Except for that, please.
Well, no, because guess where.
I spoke too soon.
Guess where they believe.
Ecuador.
No. I mean, this actually makes perfect sense. Where they found another base.
Pluto.
No, it's closer to home.
Oh.
What state would be the most likely to be influenced by alien life forms?
I mean, I guess Florida.
Florida it is. Volusia County, Florida.
Volusia.
There was a mysterious UFO sighting. Why is every UFO sighting mysterious? I'll tell you why. Because it's just a fuzzy little picture that's black and white all the time, and it looks like somebody threw a hubcap, and nobody ever gets really good video of the... Yeah, as a theorist, I'd like to see some better video. But it was filmed there on August 16th. It's the first possible underwater alien base that we've run across since the one off of Greece. The eyewitness.
Oh, there's an eyewitness.
Who captured this latest video states, on vacation, went out on the balcony and noticed a black dish-shaped object from a far distance on the beach, just hovering in one spot for about a minute or two. That's what caught my attention.
Why don't you mind your business, bro?
Yeah, it's...
Let these aliens live.
Dude, it's... I mean, if they wanted to contact you, they'd contact you.
Yeah, they'll reach out.
I know. I've been asking.
Don't call me, I'll call you.
But it then started to move, and I lost it. I grabbed my phone to record... Of course, you're sitting there watching it for a couple minutes, and you lose it when you grab your phone to record. That's because the aliens are controlling you so that you don't get a good recording. Then I thought I lost it because the sun was shining so brightly I could barely see or sit on the balcony. Okay, this guy was high.
That's a high... Bath salts, maybe?
Yeah.
Florida. Florida man loves bath salts.
See, listen to these excuses. I noticed I found the object again, and it seemed to be scanning the same spot. It's scanning. And then it took off so fast I could barely see because of the sun in my eyes. I had to put the phone down to see where it went.
And you lost it.
But it kept hovering that area of the water drop real low, and it would disappear from my eye view. And, of course, it starts off with the UFO video seems a bit blurry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a UFO. You know why? UFOs don't exist, you dope.
And of course, it's like, this UFO is huge, close to fishing boat size.
Oh, boy.
Okay, now...
That's not really that big for UFO, to be honest.
I mean...
That's an average-sized UFO, if anything.
Yeah. So...
Like, I mean, they've got a space travel with it. You think they're going to come over here in like a...
Not if they have an alien base right off the coast of Florida.
They're gonna fly all the way over here in a Kia? No. They need a full-size vehicle.
Yeah, they're trying so hard now that...
you know, even me, I'm getting so skeptical of this stuff. Like, each one is so, it's like people are just trying to do this.
They see what they want to see, Fred.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem. And speaking of stuff, do you know, did you see that, you remember the missing flight that, that's all we ever talked about for like three months?
Yeah, and then we just stopped talking about it.
And they never found it.
Did they find it?
Possible new clues have surfaced.
Well, that's good. I'm to lose a damn airplane.
Well, among the technical and, well, that was another one that they blamed on aliens, if you recall.
Well, that's the logical solution then, isn't it?
Well, I mean, there's no other explanation, right?
It's got to be that.
That or the Russians got it. I mean, there's all kinds of conspiracies. But says, among the technical and circumstantial observations, this guy who's been studying it did a 9-page breakdown. And there's a theory that a picture published right after the plane's disappearance and his reveals a clue to the location of the missing plane, that it was somewhere in the Philippines.
Okay.
He pinpointed an area around the Philippines, which he said has 7,641 islands, which is a great place to hide a missing jetliner. So there are also numerous abandoned World War II airstrips located in this area, to which the flight could have been diverted and gone unnoticed as it landed. So, but then they found what they thought was some wreckage early on. And now he thinks that this might have been what happened. It says it was pulled in off the towns of Mercedes, the debris, according to the CAA. And a cordon was initially put in place by the local police and officers of the Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency, just 3 kilometers away. More wreckage was discovered, and they thought that to be part of a downed aircraft. No further assessment has been made, though, and that's a route known to be used by drug smugglers. So that's now, but they're thinking maybe this is where it crashed, based on this theory. I'll buy it.
Yeah. Show me the money. Show me the wreckage.
214 says, Fred, have you ever seen anything? I have a few interesting experiences being stationed on a nuke base.
No.
I did see one thing one time, and this was, I was living at Houston House, and I like to sit out on the balcony and watch the planes kind of fly into Hobby back when planes actually flew, and you could sit outside and watch stuff, and I saw what looked like an airplane way, way, way too high to be an airplane on approach, though. It looked like it was about probably 40,000 feet. And I'm watching, it's on a really weird trajectory. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And then all of a sudden, it looked like it accelerated and disappeared. So I just assume it was somebody launching a satellite. But a
shooting star, maybe?
Well, a shooting star wouldn't be shooting upward.
That's true.
Yeah, it would be.
And it could have just been your mind playing tricks on you, because
It was actually a sober morning, and I was having coffee. So it wasn't that. I mean, believe me. Having smoked weed, I've seen all kinds of things. There's times when I get really stoned. It's like, wow, man, look, that's a planet. No, that's not a planet. That's a starship, man. It's got to be a starship. And not Jefferson Starship, because they suck. But, so I don't know what it was. It could have been, I guess it could have been a satellite, but I don't know. Somebody says, give that whiskey to the Baytown badass and have him chug it with Coleman milk.
Hey, man, this don't taste like no milk to me, man.
Show will just drink the milk. Show will just drink the milk.
This here tastes like my childhood, brother.
This was that the pilot of that plane had run simulations on his flight trainer at home that had him dumping the plane in the ocean. Same flight plan. Case closed. You're all welcome. Okay. I believe you.
Well, I mean, I think we all assume the plane is somewhere in the ocean.
No, not if the aliens got it.
Oh.
Or the Russians hijacked it and took it into Russia.
That's the alternative.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. So, Aaron, remember the other day, and we're talking about Megan the Stallion, and I was like, how is a Megan a stallion?
Yeah.
And, you know, because stallions. So I actually, instead of just making fun of something that I don't really know about, I looked her up. She's from Pearland.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And it's kind of an interesting story, and got the nickname because she was so tall. So I was kind of reading up on her. It's like, you know what? That's a pretty cool story.
My question was, like, there's two E's in the "the."
Yeah.
Are you supposed to emphasize, like, the stallion?
Or
is it like thou, like they do in Britain?
Yeah, well, the is a word in Britain. I love thee, for instance.
So she's a British horse.
Yeah, which is kind of...
It classes her up.
Yeah. So I'm going to say...
Britain classes up everybody, right?
A little bit.
No.
So
not everybody. I mean, there's some not, like, they just talk funny. Why is that class?
You two could not have had the most opposite reactions.
But anyway, I found her interesting. That's all.
Who is this?
Megan the Stallion.
Oh,
because I didn't know anything about her when I was making fun of the stallion nickname.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize she was from Pearland.
And now you like her?
No, I just read her story. It was interesting.
Okay.
So.
And I asked why there's two E's.
I don't know. It says here she was born in Behar County, Texas. That's San Antonio.
I thought it was Bear County.
Behar?
Yeah, I thought it was Bear was how it was pronounced.
I think it's Behar.
I think the technical... like the correct way to say it is Behar, but everybody says Bear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you guys know me. I'm very culturally sensitive. I want to say things the right way. I'm a Latinx.
But yeah, born there and then, but grew up in Pearland, apparently. So, somebody asked you guys if you guys talked about the Chiefs not allowing any.
We haven't talked about that. It was on my list of things to discuss.
Well, let's get to it then.
I don't think it's the worst idea in the world. I mean, when you consider the Redskins had to change their whole name. If you're the Chiefs, you probably say, okay, we made it through this round. Nobody's really putting any heat on us yet. Let's not give them a reason to, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to keep the name, but.
But maybe let's not dress up in native face.
Yeah.
Let's not have white people with tomahawks and war paint on and headdresses. That's just common sense stuff.
Can we get rid of the chop, too?
I'm okay with getting rid of the chop. I don't really like the chop. I don't like it at Florida State. I don't like it anywhere. I don't like that.
Yeah, I've never been a fan. So, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where they're doing the, look, we're doing the right thing, and don't look over here at our name any harder. Kind of what it is. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Did you see what Delta Airlines has done to Robert O'Neill?
No.
Robert O'Neill, you may recall, is the former Navy SEAL who, at least according to him in the book he wrote, and I haven't heard anyone come out and absolutely refute it, he's the trigger man on Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Delta Airlines has banned him from further flights because he took a selfie without his mask on.
Well, you know what? They've been serious about that, and they've been upfront about it. Doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
You can whack bin Laden, but if you're not going to wear a mask, you're not getting to go on American Airlines. So is he still a great American if he can't fly on American?
No, he can't fly on Delta.
Oh, Delta.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, never mind then.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's going to be the same on American or any other airline. It's like, hey, appreciate you whacking the guy. Thank you for your service. Sorry. Well,
and his post was basically intended to, like, it's not like just a tweet, like just taking a selfie or something like that. He was basically saying, I'm not a pussy, so I'm not wearing a mask. So, I mean, when you're doing it like that, with a photo of himself without a, quote, dumbass mask. So when you do that and you're just basically saying, I'm not wearing a mask because they're telling me to, well, that's a Bannon. And then he says, he said, well, so here we go. Someone said, you do realize you may be asymptomatic and give the virus to other people that could potentially kill them. I think that makes you a sociopath. That was Alyssa Milano.
That's a bit much.
I agree.
Alyssa.
And she said, beside, pussies are so strong that we can deliver human beings out of them. Please, I'm begging you, wear a damn mask.
She's the same one who thought her podcast was only as third as big as Joe Rogan's. Wasn't that her?
Yeah. She couldn't understand it. It's sexist that she doesn't have as many listeners as Joe Rogan.
And it is sexist, but that's okay.
Joe Rogan has a lot more than three times the listeners.
And then he said, this attempt at a joke did not go over well. This was not a dig at the Marine behind me. I love Marines. And he claimed his wife was the one who deleted the post. He said, I am not the bad guy. I killed the bad guy. I mean,
good line. I like that.
Like, you know, it's good that I'm all for killing Osama bin Laden, and I think that's a good move by him. But you can't just use that as an excuse to do whatever you want for the rest of your life.
You almost get a pass for that.
Do you? I mean, I think you, like, you get free drinks and stuff like that.
No, I think you pretty much have a pardon for anything.
But he's also like, you know what? I was wrong. It says here his former teammates credit another operative for killing bin Laden before O'Neill entered the room. And his name was added to SEAL Team 6's Rock of Shame, an unofficial list of pariahs from the unit. So there are people who doubt his story, but he's gotten famous off of it.
In that case, put the mask on, dude.
Yeah,
you don't get a pass if you lied about it.
If you didn't, like, if it's indisputable, okay, maybe you can get away with no mask. If it's not indisputable, I think you better mask up, bro.
What if two guys hit him at once? How do you know who did it?
I guess there's no way. There's no way to know for sure.
Because I'm guessing there was...
it's not Fortnite. There's no, like, it doesn't just add to your stats.
But, I mean, there's no way there was just one bullet in that dude, right?
No. No, he got shot in the head three times.
I'm willing to bet that those rounds did not stay together, so you can actually take ballistics, and they were probably some type of round that was meant to do actual, like, explosive damage on the inside.
Well, and there's no way to go back and look, because now Osama bin Laden's been dumped into the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
So we can't do an autopsy.
Or was he?
Well, that's a good question. I think he's right around the place where that plane crashed.
Maybe, just maybe. No, I'm not getting into this conspiracy stuff with you guys. I mean, it's just not happening. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, ever thought it might be an honor to the Indians? Well, first off, now they're all Native Americans. And second off, maybe you should ask them. So, I don't know. Somebody said, did the bin Laden thing come off as a little fishy to you? I mean, we snuck a camera phone in when we hung Saddam. Yeah, it always struck me as a little fishy.
I like, you can answer this better than I can, Fred. In the old days, didn't they put the bodies out on display for everyone to see, bad guys, when they died? Like, wouldn't Stalin, couldn't you walk by and look at him to make sure he was dead?
You know, when I was growing up, there were still public hangings, right?
Right.
So,
and crucifixions.
Crucifixions, yeah. They wanted you out in the open. That video of Saddam being hung, you can still find.
Yeah.
It's out there.
I wish it was high def.
Yeah, I mean, plus it's just a tough angle.
Yeah.
Whoever was doing it did a really lousy job, but,
we have to take the government's word for it.
Yeah, I do find it odd that not only did they just went in there and assassinate him, but the body disappears right away. Mm-hmm. And I don't know a lot about Islam, but I mean, I don't know if dumping you in the ocean is what they intended. I don't know. But that's what they sold us. So, and we believe everything the government tells us, so we should believe them. But they got the son of a be, and that's all that really matters, right?
I think we all deserve to know how they got him and who got him, because now there's debate. The Rock of Shame says it wasn't Rob O'Neill.
We didn't hang Saddam. The Iraqis did. You know, but they were our Iraqis.
Yeah.
You know, come
on. And we were there.
Yeah.
We weren't just going to leave it up to them to do it without our supervision. Can't do anything in the Middle East like that. Anytime there's something going on in the Middle East, we've got to know exactly what's going on. We got our eyes on it, bro.
All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And what's the count in this one now?
67-49 Milwaukee.
Okay. So, not over, of course, because of basketball, but Milwaukee's going to win this one.
I think that means the good land.
I think it does.
I learned that in a movie once.
Well.
Movies never lie. So, I don't know if you saw this morning. What?
That was ridiculous.
What's that?
Just another random Giannis, like, zigzagging through the lane and dunking a ball when he should have probably been out of bounds under the baseline, but he still dunked it. Yeah. He's good at that whole thing. Yeah, watch this.
And, yeah, that's...
he's, like, underneath the backboard. And still, like, I thought he was going to hit the ball on the rim, but no, he finished it. Like, you shouldn't be able to start your jump that late and still dunk a ball. That's not normal.
I have some bad news.
Oh, no.
This is probably not a show you've ever watched, but a lot of people love it. Drunk History?
I've not watched it.
I have long wanted to be on Drunk History. I've even tweeted at Derek Waters and said, I want to be one of the people on Drunk History. And I was hoping that it was going to happen. Now it will never happen.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, season 7 was in pre-production, and then the Rona hit.
Oh, you stupid Rona.
So,
what, people can't get drunk and during Rona times?
Well,
drinking's up. It's at an all-time high.
It wasn't finished, but unrelated to COVID, Viacom CBS's Entertainment and Youth Group, I don't know what the hell that's scary. It sounds like Hitler Youth. Over the past several months, had been reevaluating the programming strategies for all brands, charting a new path for Comedy Central. As part of that, they've been paring down its live action slate while shifting its focus on adult animation, which, honestly, other than, you know, I guess they're trying to find their own Rick and Morty. So, apparently, the high cost of producing Drunk History also played a role in the decision to proceed without another season. So I am never going to get to be a narrator on Drunk History.
Why don't we start doing it?
Well, because it's their deal.
I mean, if they're giving it up, though, can't someone else take over?
But Derek sitting there drinking with the guys, what makes it, or girl, is what makes it funny.
But it could be you doing that now.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm as funny as him. Did you ever see, they had one with Katie Nolan. She was freaking hilarious.
Everyone knows if you can't come up with your own good idea,
you steal.
You just take someone else's old good idea.
Networks do it all the time. If one network cancels a show and, you know,
somebody else
like ABC
pick it up.
Wants to pick it up, and they're like, oh, we could probably, if we bring in our own staff, we could actually make this a hit again.
You remember when Real Television, I don't even remember what channel it used to come on, but they canceled Longmire.
Yeah, and then
Netflix was like, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Longmire's not working for you, huh? Well, how about we pick it up and we finish that bad boy? And they did it.
Yeah, although I think they could have kept it going if they wanted to.
They could have, but I mean, now,
I mean, there's a lot more.
But you know what? If you want to keep it going, you could start a network. You could pick it up, and you could do it. That's the way Hollywood works.
Well, they also did the same thing with Lucifer. Like, Fox canceled Lucifer, and then Netflix picked it up and made it better. So
there you go.
Well, I still think we could put our own spin on it and not make it drunk history. We could do drunk sports history.
I mean, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Now I'm getting back to my original idea that we did do when we did Sports on the Rocks. What would be cool is to do a historical sports drunk show with an old dude from, like, get Dan Pastorini in here to talk about the Lovey Blue Oilers and just get him totally trashed.
All right.
Or Warren Moon. Or, I'm trying to think. So most of those guys aren't going to be, they're not going to want to drink with us. They're not going to be able to handle it. I mean,
maybe we need to get DJ Swearinger. He'll drink with us.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that's not, there's no history
there.
That,
you don't think that'd be a good show?
Probably not, no.
I'm almost certain it wouldn't be.
Oh. Well, I think there's something there. But I don't know. I've long wanted to do a drunk show. We did the pilot for Sports on the Rocks, and I thought it was a lot of fun. It also cost too much to produce, and basically the only money I got for it went to everybody else.
What did it cost to produce?
We had to film the thing. We had to pay the guy to film it and edit it. And I mean, we edited down basically an hour and a half worth of stuff.
I mean, you could have done that here.
Not if you're trying to get drunk in a bar.
Well, no,
but you have to go out on the road and do it. And
get drunk here.
Yeah, you could, but, and that's probably the direction we would go. But you also have to, you know, let's just put it this way. I'm not going to invest a ton of time into something that I'm not getting any money for and everybody else is. How's that?
Okay. So it wasn't the financial success that you'd hoped.
Well, we'd hope to get some more sponsors, and we had a couple interested, but
hopefully no one else picks up the idea and runs with it now that you've thrown it aside.
They can do it, but
that's exactly what they said about Longmire.
But then they'd have to pay me a little bit for it.
So I don't think so.
No, it's
think you're abandoning it.
I'm not saying it's abandoned.
Get squatter's rights.
It's on temporary suspension.
Oh, okay. Well, now you're committing. Committing to it coming back if you say temporary.
That's the idea. But guess what? This was on temporary suspension too.
This
drunk history, and now it's not coming back. Now, I mean, if I could get sponsors for it, but it's a lot of time commitment for something that wasn't bringing me any money, and you know, I don't want to sound like a capitalist here, but if I'm going to devote a bunch of time to something, I just need to wet my beak. That's it.
That's it. That's all you're asking.
Yeah. So, or a high show would be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind doing that. Like high on sports. But that might be, I might be onto something here. A totally high sports show with a guest who's famous who gets high with you. It's like Sports on the Rocks, only better. It's weed. Eric Warner could co-host with me. How awesome would that be? I like this idea. Again, sponsors are a problem. See, now if it were legal here, I'm sure we could get a dispensary to sponsor.
No doubt.
Yeah. And somebody, great tombstone quote from 409. There's no money in it, Ringo. Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it. God, I really do sound like a greedy bastard.
You are a greedy bastard. Just to entertain the people.
Man, they get 3 hours with us every day.
That's true.
So if I'm going to create more content, plus I have to admit, I've kind of hit a creative block lately.
I've noticed that.
Well, not on the show, dickweed. Jeez. You know what? You suck. No, not on the show, but like it's been hard for me to write anything lately. And I just think I put so much energy into writing and doing so much stuff during the Rona. It's like I kind of got writer's block. So I'm still writing columns for sports map, but it's not easy to come up with anything. And I don't feel like they're very good right now. So, 713-780-ESPN. But I need to get focused. I've got to get focused on Project X.
Project X.
Somebody says, isn't the High Sports show just every sports talk radio in Colorado?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't listen, but I should. Oh.
Sometimes we have those shows in Vegas.
Yeah, that's happened.
It's happened before. We just don't market it as such.
Mm.
And I've been none the wiser sitting back here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty obvious if you're listening. Heartthrob asked, do you still have a 3-show rule when watching a new series?
Before you give up on it, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah. I mean, you've got to capture me by the third episode. Generally, it's basically just a modification of my old dating rule. I used to have a 3-date rule. If by date number 3 we hadn't hooked up, it probably wasn't going to happen.
Well, what if she was waiting for marriage?
Then it wasn't going to happen.
Well, it happened 4 times.
3.5. Stop. Stop.
Well, she got you to the altar 4 times.
No. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Damn. Yeah, because I did get to the altar in the half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so technically, even though it doesn't count.
It doesn't count in a legal sense.
Right, right.
But she did convince you to marry her.
Yeah. I was pretty drunk. Black
Pat, we all make mistakes. Yours are just life-changing.
Yeah. But you know what? I wouldn't change anything to be where I am now, to have to go through all that. I wouldn't change
anything. It was worth it, right?
Yeah. If I could turn back time, if I could find a way. BlackPat409 says, damn, that's sad. It was a really funny show. Sad. I love that. Sad. So you just take some shrooms and smoke some weed, Fred. Maybe that'll open your mind and produce some creativity. No. I do think I need a smoke weed all afternoon day. I think that'll bring it back. I need a weekend.
I think what you really need is LSD.
Nah, I ain't messing with that. I've had that bad experience. I ain't messing with that stuff.
Maybe mushrooms then.
Mushrooms, I'm willing to try.
Maybe DMT.
Mushrooms, I'm willing to try.
Maybe what's that stuff called? Fentanyl. Have you ever tried fentanyl?
Not trying.
That'll
fentanyl.
Really open up your mind. They say.
Nope. Anything that they use to tranquilize elephants, I'm staying away from. It.
Just do a little bit.
Yeah. Huh. I don't even know why. I don't even see the appeal in that. It's just like
you could take like a granule of it. There's the potential you could die. I don't know who's like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna try it and see how the high is. No, that ain't me, man. I'm not that kind of drug user.
Yeah,
I
can pass on that. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. And this is Thursday and the last segment, which means Little Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yes. Yes, it does. And we've got some Batman news, Fred.
I'm Batman.
Remember when we heard earlier that Michael Keaton was planning to reprise his role as Batman in the Flash movie?
Yeah.
Well, guess who else? Ben Affleck will also be in that movie. So they're going to have multiple Batmans in the same movie? How, you might ask?
Oh, no. Don't tell me they're going to do that stupid Spider-Verse thing.
Well, I don't know exactly what they're going to do. It says that he will return to the role he first played in 2016 in the Batman vs. Superman. We'll also see Michael Keaton reprise his role as Batman 2, a role he first played in 1989, of course. So both versions will be seen. The Flash will reportedly be seen crashing into multiple dimensions where different versions of Batman
live. No, it's into the Spider-Verse is all that is. A non-cartoon version.
Yeah. He added a very substantial part of the emotional impact of the movie, the interaction and relationship between Barry and Affleck's character will bring an emotional level that we haven't seen before. It's Barry's movie. It's Barry's story. But their characters are more related than we think. They both lost their mothers to murder, and that's one of the emotional vessels of the movie. That's where the Affleck Batman kicks in. I'm glad to be collaborating with someone who has been on both sides of the camera, too. He understands. So
I'm glad to hear Affleck back, but
I'm telling you, I tell everybody, Ben Affleck was a good Batman.
Yeah, he was.
And if you don't think so, you don't know anything about Batman.
That's harsh, man.
Jennifer Grey getting divorced after 19 years of marriage, Fred.
Also another one with a great beak.
Were you attracted to Jennifer Grey?
Not really, but I would. I mean, and now that she's free, I mean, I like that beak.
She's been married to Clark Gregg.
Okay, never marry a guy with two first names.
She posted today, after 19 years together, we separated in January, knowing we'd always be a family who loves, values, and cares for each other. We made the difficult decision to divorce, but we remain close and are deeply grateful for the life we've shared and the wonderful daughter we've raised. P.S. Totally crying as we post this.
Oh, my God. Why don't these celebrities ever just tell the truth? I was so sick and tired of that jerk. I couldn't handle it anymore.
I mean, is it ironic that they got, I mean, their daughter's 18 years old? Do you think they were waiting for a certain event?
Yeah.
Before they called it quits?
Definitely.
Clark Gregg, if you don't know, is Agent Phil Coulson in the Avengers movies, the Iron Man movies. That's him.
You know, that actually makes sense because they're both kind of plain, but famous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ewan McGregor.
I thought you were saying you and McGregor.
He's also getting divorced.
Okay.
They finally reached the end of their divorce case, and we've learned that he's parting ways with half his royalties from the Star Wars prequels. Yeah, ouch. 22-year marriage ending. They'll be splitting royalties and residuals from any projects he worked on during the marriage, which includes 4 Star Wars movies. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Dude, she'd be worth pursuing just for that.
She gets to also keep a $6.62 million L.A. mansion, all of her jewelry, some bank accounts, along with 5 vehicles. She'll also get $501,000 in cash. He gets to keep 30 vehicles. And she'll also get $14,934 per month of child support and base spousal support of $36,000 per month.
Yeah, don't get married in California, guys, because they got that spousal support crap.
And they're sharing legal and physical custody of their 9-year-old daughter. Oof.
But if you're sharing custody, why are you paying child support?
Good question.
Don't get married in California.
I'm telling you.
If you're going to chase after her, Fred, it's only going to be for the money.
Well, okay. That's fine. At this point.
There's a story now about Ron Jeremy's apartment, and they say that it looks like it would be on Hoarders.
He strikes me as a guy that would be a hoarder.
You can go to dailymail.com and find pictures of his apartment. Filthy, cockroach-infested Hollywood apartment. A New York woman who met Jeremy in September 2017 said she went to his apartment to use the restroom and was shocked by what she saw. I honestly thought he was on that show Hoarders. You could hardly open the door. It was disgusting. There's barely enough room to move around the apartment due to junk left on the floor, which is black with dirt. The woman claims Jeremy aggressively came on to her while she was in his apartment, but she agreed to go to an event with him later that night. She gave him the slip, and he later called her over 100 times. But she says she wasn't surprised about the allegation, the other allegations about him, because he was so sexually aggressive with her that he tried to grope her in the car. He's since been charged with raping three women and sexually assaulting another. But his apartment is actually, that's not even true. His apartment looks like the apartment that someone, if you didn't know that Ron Jeremy was famous, like if you just saw a picture of Ron Jeremy and didn't know who he was,
right,
it's exactly what you would expect his apartment to look like, to be totally honest. So it's not that big of a surprise.
I find that completely believable. I still don't know about that kind of allegation.
Mountains of porn memorabilia, things like that.
I can see that.
No surprise. Yeah. And that, Fred, is Huffman on Hollywood.
Well done, sir.
Thank you for giving me this platform.
Yeah, because who else would do that? No, everybody. I still like those kind of allegations. Like, okay, he came on to me, but I went out with him.
Right, we went, but she did ditch him.
She did, but you know, that guy.
She was like, "We can't. Let's not do it right now, and we'll go out later and do it then." Ooh. And then she just didn't show up.
I don't know, man. Women would just throw themselves at him. Why does he need to want to go out with somebody who wants nothing to do with him? I don't understand. Plus, he does seem a little slothful, like the kind of guy who would just let all that stuff build up.
He's a little hedgehoggy.
A little bit, yeah. A little hedgehoggy. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Got Braddock and Creighton, or no? Because they were on.
No,
this
they were
morning.
On the morning show.
Okay, so who's next?
Nada.
What am I going to listen to on the way home?
Well, you're going to take the rest of the day off.
I'm
going
to listen to Canada Talks.
That's right.
All right, great job, Aaron. Great job, Hoffman. Tomorrow will be fun. Make sure you tune in. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.